At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Health officials this week began a program aimed at reducing maternal mortality in Texas. Texas AIM will help hospitals use a new set of guidelines to treat pregnant women at risk for hemorrhage, hypertension, and opioid abuse. At a meeting with hospital leaders in Austin Monday, Dr. Manda Hall with the State Health Services Department said 168 hospitals have joined Texas AIM so far. That's out of 242 hospitals in Texas offering maternity services.
We know that there is an opportunity here to really make a difference here in Texas as it relates to maternal mortality and severe maternal morbidity. So we're very happy to see the number of hospitals that are here participating.
The idea is to standardize across the state how doctors deal with pregnant women at risk of common complications that have led to maternal deaths in Texas. Texas health officials also say there's evidence creating protocols in hospitals has curbed maternal deaths in other states. California reduced its maternal mortality by half in just 4 years after adopting new protocols in hospitals. Now to Breakthroughs, where we explore the latest in health science and technology. In 2015, Parkland Hospital in Dallas became the first major hospital system in the country to screen every patient for suicide risk at each and every visit. The hospital extended those screenings in March to children as young as 10. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports on the effort to address a growing risk for suicide in children and teens.
Michelle Lemming was only 7 years old when it dawned on her. Something wasn't right with her mother.
She clearly was not okay, and I definitely knew that.
Lemming says her mother was struggling with depression, and over time, Lemming became the only person who could take care of her. They were living in small-town East Texas, cut off from a familial or social support system. And Lemming says the isolation and the growing weight of her mother's illness started to take a toll on her.
I started looking for things to hurt myself, and I would hurt myself with a hammer. Then I ended up busting up a razor and using razor blades.
She was just 10 years old.
I would use a stool, and I would hurt myself, like jumping off of a stool, trying to break bones and doing things like that. But I didn't understand why I was doing it. It was very confusing to me.
And once in middle school, she picked up a handgun. This all happened many years ago. Lemming is 42 now with her own children and is the CEO of the Texoma Health Foundation in Denison. She hasn't had thoughts about hurting herself since she was a little girl, but her story is not uncommon today. In addition to fundamental childhood stressors like abuse, neglect, and poverty, kids today have more access to media coverage of high-profile suicides and more negative influences on the internet and on social media. Dr. Kim Roten is a psychologist at Parkland Hospital.
So there's quite a bit of data coming from the Centers for Disease Control that showed for the first time that kids between the ages of 10 and 14, suicide as a cause of death exceeded that of homicide and motor vehicle collisions for the first time in 2014. So we know that these rates are increasing pretty dramatically for our youngest kids and actually particularly for our girls.
In Dallas County, from 2015 to 2016, there was about an 80% increase in suicides for children ages 14 to 17. That's according to the Injury Prevention Center of Greater Dallas. Roten says numbers like that prompted Parkland to begin screening patients as young as 10 for suicide risk at every visit. The goal is to intervene wherever and whenever they can, which is especially critical for kids who may be confused and scared to seek help. That was the case for Michelle Lemming.
There's no way that I would have shared that as a child. I mean, there's no way I would have gone and talked to a teacher. I didn't want to tell my parents, right? So how do we fix that?
At Parkland, nurses begin with a simple questionnaire, the ASQ screening developed by the National Institute of Mental Health. The questions are blunt and to the point. Have you wished you were dead? Have you been having thoughts about killing yourself? Have you ever tried to kill yourself? Dr. Roten says since March, Parkland nurses have asked nearly 500 10 to 12-year-olds these questions.
Essentially, the message we're trying to convey is thank you for sharing with us how you're feeling and that you're struggling. We certainly don't want the screening process to feel punitive. We really encourage our nurses to focus on expressing gratitude to the patient for sharing distress and then talking to them about the next steps of treatment and giving them hope by saying, look, we can get you connected to someone who can actually help you feel better.
So far, Roten says the screenings have identified some young patients at moderate risk for suicide. And for kids with no risk, the screening is an opportunity for conversations about suicide and mental health with their parents. And the call for more initiatives like this is spreading. The Joint Commission, a medical industry authority that inspects and accredits hospitals, has touted Parkland's universal suicide screenings as a model for other hospitals. But there's not a lot of research out there on whether these screenings are effective or not. Sue Curry is chair of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, an independent panel of medical experts focused on evidence-based disease prevention.
These kinds of initiatives need to be subjected to rigorous evaluation in order to make conclusions for the general population. That is not intended as a criticism of that, of the effort that's ongoing. But from the perspective of the task force, we can only look at available evidence. So we need these kinds of studies prioritized and conducted in order to move the field forward.
While the task force hasn't yet recommended universal suicide screenings in primary care, it does recommend routine screenings for depression and asking about suicidal thoughts for people with a history of depression or mental illness. For what it's worth, Michelle Lemming believes her childhood could have been different had suicide been brought up at a doctor's appointment.
The way that my life was going, I would have never connected to any kind of professional help. I mean, because there would have never been any kind of communication that there was a problem, right? And maybe if someone would have asked me, there's no doubt that that would have helped me at that age. Because you would have asked questions that would have raised flags for me.
She may have identified what she was feeling and gotten help earlier. Most importantly, to her at least, she would have known she wasn't alone. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
The forecast calls for a high around 95, mostly sunny skies today as well. Should be clear tonight with a low around 76 and then up to 95 tomorrow, also again under mostly sunny skies. It's 79 degrees now in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth.